Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a very rainy Friday afternoon as I finally prepare this message. Brooksine's not with me today. We usually say at this point we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. And that again is the case, except today Brooksine had some work on the road to do. This is the message for Friday, September 12th, 2008, which we title The Least of These. The scripture text will have that phrase, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 25:40. I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Earlier this week, we shared of a long-term work friendship between Lloyd and Elvin. Today, we would like to share of another special friendship. I met Don shortly after moving to Lancaster County in 2001, at one of the companies I served as a chaplain at that time. Don is an outgoing, friendly type, and although we have both left the companies we worked for when we met, and Don and his wife Carol have moved to Colorado, we've stayed in contact. Shortly after meeting Don, I met a friend of Don's named Jimmy. Jimmy, who is similar in age to me, lives by himself in a small apartment in Mount Joy, and has a disability known as Tourette's syndrome, as well as diabetes and several other health-related issues. He was so sad when Don and Carol moved to Colorado. Whenever we drive past his apartment and see Jimmy sitting on the porch, as he often does, we stop and greet him. In my personal ministry and encouragement to him, I stress that he is an overcomer, and a steer will holler out, "Jimmy, what are you?" And he will tell us, "An overcomer." The steer then jumps out and gives him a big hug. The other day when we stopped, he excitedly told us that Don and Carol were in town for a visit, and he was flying back out to Colorado with them for a visit. What a kind gesture on their part. An example of agape love in action. How we as individuals respond to the least of these in the trenches of life is a great demonstration of our Christ-like character. I met people who aspire to someday do something big or great for God. But in the meantime, they just sit and wait. The daily verse in context gives us a glimpse of the specific forms of service that matter to Christ. They're usually not really big things, but the accumulative impact of serious followers of Christ obeying His commands that He has made. And that is what is making a tremendous impact on our world. What are you doing today for Christ? I am heartened by examples of grace like Don and Carol's, demonstrated to the least of these. All over the world today, both institutionally and individually, and I must stress most importantly, individually, true followers of Christ are actively showing compassion to a hurting, broken world. I'm convinced that one of the truest evidence of an authentic follower of Jesus Christ is how we treat the least of these. One of the last lessons Christ taught before His death was on this subject. In Matthew chapter 25, He uses representative examples of what we may call the down-and-out, losers, the unlovable, and so forth. According to Jesus, how we respond to the least of these is a proof of our true discipleship and a criteria for entrance into God's kingdom. How we deal with the least of these determines whether we are a sheep or a goat. It's a proof of our true discipleship, a criteria for entrance into God's kingdom. Today, we all may very well come in contact with people regarded as the least of these. Look around you, they're there. How will we respond? Well, as you notice, I prepared the message today, did not have the benefit of Brooksine's editorial skill. She also normally writes the prayer. I don't write good long prayers, but my prayer is very short today and very much to the point. It's this, and pray it with me. Lord, help me to be sensitive to those around me who need my expression of love and care. In Your name, amen. Well, it's a joy to share with you. I do miss having Brooksine beside me. We feel she adds such an important element to the message. Our ministry is on the web and updated daily at dailyencouragement.net. We have a photo of Don and Jimmy. They came over to visit me the other day. I got a photo of them as well as an older photo of Jimmy and then a couple of other interesting photos. And then a suggested song today that came to mind. And I found a nice online version on YouTube that plays very well. Sounds very good. Primarily use it for the sound, although it does have some nice slides. It's a great song called People Need the Lord. And it's often touched my heart regarding that particular call that God has to reach out to the least of these.